Is psychological abuse a myth? Really not that serious? Italian researchers studied 200 young women in heterosexual romantic relationships to understand how beliefs that downplay or excuse partner violence relate to repeated psychological abuse. Participants completed surveys about their beliefs about domestic violence, whether they experienced psychological abuse in the last year, whether they saw that behavior as a problem, and how acceptable they considered it in a relationship. Results: women who more strongly endorse interpersonal violence myths, she deserved it, are more likely to accept psychological abuse, called names, embarrassed when in others' presence. However, this link operates through their tendency to view that abuse as unproblematic. In other words, believing common myths about interpersonal violence is associated with minimizing psychological abuse, which in turn relates to greater acceptance of it. Notably, this pattern appeared only among women who reported experiencing psychological abuse in the past year. Conclusions: what beliefs about relationships are we normalizing? When someone describes controlling or humiliating behavior, do we label it clearly as interpersonal violence? Challenge myths when you hear them. Name psychological abuse for what it is: interpersonal violence. Clear language and informed awareness may help reduce the risk of repeated harm.